the 95 years young, still legendary, still here, local cricket institution, Barking Street Uniting Cricket Club.
Starring Captain Grizzly, Real Rev, and Stewie the Stig Day.
It's time for the Purple Dragon to arise. In the quest for local cricket gold, it's time to fill the fire. It's time for the Dragon Cricket Podcast. All right, well, this is the start. Last year we went to Adelaide.
Oh, yes.
For the test match.
Yeah.
And this year we're coming to the Gabba. So this is part of our Park Cricket Odyssey.
Yeah.
And you're a key ingredient of that, Arman, so thank you for getting us to our friend's house.
Yeah.
We haven't been, a friend that we're staying with and going to the cricket with, he often comes to Melbourne because that's where his mum and dad live.
Yeah.
But we don't often come to see him up here.
Oh, yeah.
I think the last time I came up here was just before he got married.
Right.
And that's a long time ago.
20 years ago.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited to go see his house, his new business. Yeah. And you're taking us there, so that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes,
mate. Cheers, mate. And where were you a kid? Whereabouts?
In India.
In India. Whereabouts in India?
It's Punjab.
Punjab. Awesome.
Punjab.
And so when you played when you were a kid, were you a batter or a bowler?
Both.
Both?
All-rounder.
All-rounder. And did you play for your school?
No.
No? Okay.
Just in the evening.
Just in the evening with your friends. Nice.
Yeah.
Gully cricket, huh?
The captain of our club is a guy, his name's Punish. We call him the Punisher.
Yeah.
The Punisher. He's from that area too. He's from...
In Brisbane, there's, I think, 80 team.
80 teams?
80 teams.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Doing gully cricket.
Most of it.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. And did you go see, when India came out, did you go and see any of the matches?
Yeah.
When King Kohli was out?
They didn't play in Brisbane, did they?
Not the test, but they played some one days up here, I think. But yeah, no, the test, they split the test up because they wouldn't play a...
We should have played in Brisbane, we might have won.
Yeah, if we had the first one in Brisbane, well, you're probably right.
That was a bad idea, wasn't it?
It's all about the money now. It's all about the money, mate. So they didn't want to do the big ball test. There's the Vulture Street end. We're on Vulture Street.
I think at the back way, just because I'm a legend on these matters, I know it's going to be...
We're on your home turf here, Marty.
We're at your disposal, mate. We're at your disposal.
We're in the...
Feel free to park somewhere where it costs if you have to, and we'll just pay for it.
We're heading to the Woolen Gabba in the Vito. Is that right?
Well, actually, the roastery's right just on the other side of the cricket ground.
Okay.
So this is my...
So this is pretty good transporting coffee beans. Not so much middle-aged men. three of us on the way to the cricket.
Well, Pete's walking, isn't it?
Sure does.
How'd you like that?
That's true.
Bit of walking brizzy.
Wow, look at that.
Fucking sweat off a few kgs that way, wouldn't you?
You're certainly doing better than Axl Rose.
Fucking hell. Yeah. You're saying that because I bought him a ticket to Guns N' Roses.
We went to Gunners.
They'll give a ticket away pretty much. They'll sell them for $50 each by the end.
Yeah.
They're like, when are you going to get the chance to see the Gunners for $50? Let's go. And it was worth every cent.
Paradise City, right?
And Angus came out.
Angus did come out.
A bit of Akadaka going with the Gunners.
Wow. And Slash.
Slash.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Slash wearing his hat and his hair, doing his hair thing.
Doing his hair thing. Yeah, those Angus
in his shorts.
Those rock and roll icons, they don't let go of their image. They just keep that same.
Because everybody riots when they change.
Wolf Mother's like that too. I see a fair bit of him at the moment. He's back in my
circle.
Yeah, that work.
Yeah, they open for Gunners.
Yeah, right.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah,
it was like, this is the most amazing day of my life. There's 80,000 people there or something. It was crazy.
He would have loved that.
MCG, that's full.
Andrew just crossed on that kind of size.
On Valentine's Day too, wasn't it? Was that the Valentine's Day gig? I think it was.
I don't know. They came out and said, playing. Hello, Sydney. That was unfortunate.
Who did? The band?
Yeah.
Hello,
the
Sydney.
The Spinal Tap.
People laughed at
it. Oh, this is fantastic. It's like, yeah, rock and roll. Rock and roll, Sydney.
I was playing Marvin Gaye during the break, because that was the other funny thing.
Spinal Tap for sure.
It's like, wow. There's mockumentaries, and then there's just the Guns N' Roses.
A bit of IRL.
2018. It's pretty funny.
Oh Lord. How was it at the end of it? Like their last few songs, were they starting to really struggle getting through them?
They had a break. Slash had a 20-minute guitar solo at one point to give Axel a bit of a break. That's why Angus came out too. Angus was 10 minutes. So yeah, they built it into it. I remember going to see James Brown last time.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah.
Last time he toured.
Breaks every 10 minutes.
Australia, yeah. And he had his girlfriend at the time who thought she was the reincarnation of Janis Joplin.
But she wasn't.
And she fucking wasn't. That's for sure. She was ordinary, mate. But she got.
Doesn't
she
matter.
Got plenty of air
doesn't
time.
Matter if you're James Brown's girlfriend.
And
you can do whatever you want.
And then some of his hit song, you can't do that. I Feel Good anymore. That's right. So he brings another vocalist out to sing that for him. Another black American dude sang that for him, and he just shuffles around. And he's got his own keyboard, you know, with a little seat. He kind of sits on his stool, and I don't think the keyboard's plugged in doing anything.
Yeah.
Wow, we're in the vicinity now.
We're circling in on it.
Do you wanna? If I get really close, we probably won't get a park really close. Yeah. I'm just thinking, I might just call.
So how far away are we, mate?
Down, see that, the red light.
Yep.
About that, and then two of them.
Okay, cool.
Oh yeah. Oh, this looks like Greg Manning's house. West Papua Flag.
Thanks. Amazing for driveway.
You gonna let you park here?
I'm just gonna go check. Well, not right here.
All right, welcome Marty to the podcast. Oh. Marty Richards.
Good to be here.
With no context whatsoever. So we're sitting in Blackstar Cafe, run by Marty Blackstar, as he's known, to the podcast, friend of the podcast, coffee icon of Brisbane, you have to say.
We've just sampled three different long blacks, which is one of the most exciting things I've ever done.
There you go. You did well.
Because I love a long black, and talking about coffee like a fine wine, mate, in terms of the way you articulate it, that's my reflection on what you were saying before. Seems like your passion is trying to get people to think about coffee.
Yeah, well, I'm
interested as a bunch of different varieties.
I'm interested in,
as opposed to
in
just a singular thing.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. I'm interested in what we can do to connect coffee with life. Like, that's our mission, is bringing specialty coffee to life. And I know at the cricket, people were drinking coffee. I saw a few coffees there.
Here we go.
I'm interested in what...
What was your assessment on the...
How we bring coffee to cricket, good coffee to cricket. Like,
yeah, sure.
What was your assessment on the Gabba coffee offerings?
I went across the road and around the corner.
You left.
One of Brisbane's best cafes, actually.
Yeah.
And there was no one there.
Because so everyone was at the cricket.
Yeah, and no one would know that they're there. But they were, right. I had a geisha, which is one of the world's best coffees. And it tasted amazing. I was like, wow, this is cool. I didn't tell you guys that.
No.
That was while I was waiting for the salad.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Look.
Anyway, you have to get out of the Gabba probably to get a good coffee at the Gabba.
I mean, speaking of bringing coffee to cricket.
Or a good beer.
at Barclay Street, we had our trivia night last Saturday night. And towards the end of the night, someone came and asked for a hot drink, and they asked if we had coffee because I was running the bar. I said, no, we don't have coffee, but we do have some coffee flavored powdered beverage.
There you go. That's about like, the level.
What's that? So this, you mean, instant coffee. So I guess, coffee's not big. We do have, we have stretched the beer range from VB Carlton Draft mid-strength.
Because you're the barman, aren't you? Yeah.
Include some Coopers and some
upgrades.
Cricketers Pale Ale and a couple other options, which is good.
We've got the kegerator going with some home-brewed options as well.
One of the things we're trying to do at Black Star with specialty coffee is to make it accessible. That's part of the bringing it to life.
Yep.
I think it doesn't bring it to life. Like the wonder of coffee and what it can bring. If it's elitist and a bit of a wank, a bit too much. So
same with cricket.
We've got to simplify it. Like my question is, what's wrong with having something beautiful? Like it doesn't need to be hipster, labeled hipster or bourgeois. Like good things are good things.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
It's not dark. It's just done with a Delft press.
Okay. Oh my God, I can smell it from here. What the?
I know, can't you? It's nuts.
Just explain. No, you're right. Explain to us what you just brought us here. What's your name, sorry? Again?
Ryan.
Ryan.
And I brought you some rum barrel aged Colombian coffee. Made on a Delta press. So the green coffee is aged, as it says, in rum barrels. And you can smell it. It smells like a boozy Christmas pudding. Yeah. I don't know about the alcohol content, so...
that's fine.
Super interesting to see if it even had one. Yeah, nuts, huh?
We're not sure.
Yeah.
Good on you, Ryan. Thank this you, is amazing. You. Thanks, mate. Good on you. So that's Ryan, everyone. He's the barista here at Blackstar.
Yeah, one of our head baristas, lead baristas, yeah.
Cool.
Fascinating, eh?
God.
So I feel the same about cricket, in terms of elitist. I mean, I've been called a hipster thing for having weird facial hair and wearing, bow ties on a park cricket field. But it is about bringing beauty to
it is the worst to the ordinary. In the history of cricket.
But it's not just about, it's getting beyond the stereotypes, actually. How do we make the best things accessible in terms of what cricket has to offer? There's etiquette and dressing in
what's
good manly good manly ways. Making those things accessible to more people.
It's a good thing. I mean, good cricket, you don't go to the cricket just because we're at the cricket. Like, you want to see some good cricket at the cricket. Same with coffee.
Well, good cricket means so many different things as well. What is good cricket?
Yeah, well, this is right. And so I'm pretty committed. I own the website, goodcricket.com.au. Check that out.
I think it was speaking of good cricket, I think it was 3 hours into yesterday and I heard the biggest cheer and I thought, oh, we got a wicket. And the biggest cheer was that fielding attempt where I think they saved the boundary. That was the highlight of the first three.
Just three blokes just running to the boundary and Warner knocking it back in and someone throwing it in. Everyone likes because there was three blokes that were close to them who seemed to appreciate that they'd stopped the ball.
That's right.
And yeah, I love that we can fly to Brisbane just and it takes 3 hours to have a moment when three blokes did something good.
It was a none for 38 session. So the highlights were low. Few and far between.
It was good to settle in, though. I enjoyed that first session. It was this is kind of unwind, breathe. There was nothing too much to get excited about. That was okay.
Yeah.
We got to have a yarn.
So a bunch of good cricket is just about blokes either chasing a ball together and having a bit of a laugh and a pat on the bum when they get there.
How are you going with that?
Oh, my God. That's an amazing
different, isn't it?
Coffee. Yeah. What the hell is that? It's a shot glass of rum-based coffee.
That's for sure.
It's like whiskey.
Filter coffee's a lot
it's
more
like... It tastes more like rum than it does like coffee at the moment.
Yeah.
So one of the things I love about cricket is it takes time, and this probably relates to coffee as well. If you want to do it well, it takes time. Just again, it's nice to have a long breakfast here before heading off to day 2 of the test match. And mostly we're here partly because you're here. And we grew up playing cricket in the eastern suburbs together as kids. And so, you know, as middle-aged men, we get a chance to jump on a plane, and the cricket gives us an excuse to catch up, not just as a passing sort of business trip in a different city, but actually some extended time to hang out and take a breath and connect.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. It's been great. It's taken me out of my normal routines as well. I haven't been to a cricket game for a while, I've got to say. But I loved it. Yeah, it's good. It's like I was saying yesterday, it's like meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah, just watching him come in, deliver that ball, go back to a chat or whatever you're doing, and then watch the next ball, have a comment.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Yeah, yeah. And the ebb and the flow of the game.
With you guys more than here and there.
When there's higher energy and when there's lower energy. So finish, I thought the most engaged the crowd was all day was actually the last hour, I thought.
It was really when the new ball got taken and the tail.
Just before that as well, yeah.
Oh, and then a 16-year-old, someone next to me was commenting, this is pretty much child abuse, putting a 16-year-old in front of
Mitchell Stark
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And Cummins. He was running away.
We were thinking about a few 16-year-olds at Barclay Street who probably could have batted better than the poor kid that was out there on debut.
True.
Yeah.
He didn't have much chops when it came to batting. Looking forward to seeing him bowl today, because obviously he's in the team for a reason.
Well, I thought his reflexes were quite good. Whenever they bowled on the stumps, he at least got a bat on it.
That's right. That's about as far as he went. He got a bat on it.
It's true.
Yeah. He did.
He didn't die.
It's coming down.
He made 7 runs or something, 8 runs. It's all right.
Got him to 240, which is something to bowl at.
Absolutely.
With
Australia's middle order, that could be above par. We'll see
that's
how we
right.
go.
It was they'd be disappointed given they didn't lose the wicket in the first session and had a good setup. That said, it was pretty touch and go, and the bowlers were pretty tight all that session and took the 2 wickets after, got rid of the openers after lunch. And then we had the mandatory Pakistan stereotyped middle order claps, which, yes. then it could have all fallen away drastically, but you know, it was a good day's cricket. All in all.
Yeah, at one point,
tail wagging for a bit.
These guys will be rolled before tea, and they didn't get rolled before tea, which is good.
So looking forward to going back for another day.
Got some of this.
Total black Blackstar cold press coffee here. We don't get coffee in icy bottles in Melbourne.
It's a pretty good state, here in
Brisbane. We should give a couple of these to Davey Warner and Joe Burns today before they go out. What do you reckon?
Problem with cricket is that if you bat for a long time, you've got to deal with the come down.
Oh, there you go. Just have another one. Stay up.
Sure.
Stay up.
Stay there for 2 hours.
Stay stimulated.
Whether you can. Yeah, anyway. You just have another double espresso at half time for football. It's not a. What Doppio, I should say.
Chris was smashing the waters yesterday, Arvo, in the Gabba there. It's pretty hot, pretty humid. And you've got to keep the fluids up. And not just beer. Not just the 4X. So, yes.
The 4X is a beer, bro.
Yeah, no, it's not much different to the water. That's true. But we won't.
Yes. Got to be careful what you say about 4X. This pretty, is Brisbane, Chris.
I know.
I'll scream it from the rooftops. Now, everybody around me, every Queenslander I met yesterday, hated 4X.
Yeah. It was an interesting cultural moment just flying in. I mean, last time we did this was to Adelaide. We did the Park Cricket Odyssey. It was all about that journey of meaning. Then you add a road trip in and it becomes an Odyssey. Mm. A road trip about a road trip about a journey.
I love your theme music too. I love the music source of this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a bit over the top, man. Yeah, Chris hates it. He thinks I'm a wanker. But it's a bit of a quest. If you're going to go with the dragon theme, you've got to play it up. But anyway, it was interesting culturally landing on a plane. It wasn't really a road movie. You didn't have time to transition.
That's right. We did notice. I did say it was a bit different.
Sort of dropped in off a windy Melbourne tarmac into Brisbane. Sort of a bit of smoke haze still from the fires. You know, we didn't drive through any of that. We just landed at the Gabba and there we are. And we're sitting watching the Aussies, and I'm surrounded. I felt very much like an inner city Melbourne. Someone did call me a Mexican at some point. I felt like, I'm from the wrong side of the hipster-proof fence here. I'm a inner city Melbourne green voting buddy.
I did notice you did.
Adam Bant lives in the next street from the church. It's like I see him in the cafe down there all the time.
I noticed a few of our fellow spectators crane their neck. I've had a few statements from you guys.
Here we are.
We've been turning around going, what did he just say?
Yeah, if I pull out the microphone here and start podcasting or crapping on about male identity, this could be interesting.
Preach it, bro. Preach it.
I thought we
won them over by the end of the day.
Yeah, you did. You were good. It was good. I was glad you were there.
You weren't putting as much effort in.
It's when we talked about sexual healing and, you know, John chapter 9 and Jesus making saliva healing clay for the guy's eyes and, you know, the exchange of bodily fluids being tantric healing in the universe. That the bloke...
I didn't hear any of that.
The bloke turned around and went, I suppose it depends on your congregation.
Was it the guy whose birthday it was?
Yeah.
He was good. He was a funny guy, wasn't he?
I didn't have that sense from him.
No. Of course you don't. But I did. No. No, just from the... Great. I shouldn't have made the crack about the burnt banana, but it was honest. You know. Anyway.
That was inappropriate.
That was unfortunate. I was just surprised to see a kid.
Too soon.
Well,
you
champed him, so I was sort of laughing at that. Oh my god, you champed him. And then he pulled out a banana, so I go, oh, a banana. And I was trying to be positive, like, oh, it's good to see a banana. It's great to see a banana. I don't think we're ever going to see bananas again in Melbourne because of the bushfires.
I make an alpha male power play to a 10-year-old kid.
Anyway.
So wasn't where I was going.
It was.
Are you recording us?
Just on the side.
You need to let us know that, man. It's illegal to record me without me knowing.
Not for the Dragon Cricket podcast, sure.
It's good to be there.
I did. That probably came out wrong.
So, while we've got it going, mate, tell me about the champ thing. Let's get it in the can.
Well, it's all great.
Because, for context here, listeners, yesterday there was a little kid sitting next to us at the cricket for about 5 minutes before we chased him away with his family.
They did move seats, didn't they?
They did, to about 10 seats further down. There was more room. We were all bunched in together quite tight. I'm a big man. I wouldn't want to sit next to me either.
We just travelled on a plane in which we're sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
Fairly confined,
yeah.
Have to say, stuck on the airport for the Melbourne apocalypse of weather events, heat waves.
Yeah, we just got out of there.
We just got off the tarmac.
I must say, I found it quite confronting sitting next to you guys.
I had people shaking me by the hand at the by the end of the day. It's all lovely.
That's awesome. Trisha really crosses over these cultural divides.
That's good.
And this is what we're about. We're about, you know, cricket bringing us together in ways that
just keep talking about the cricket, mate. It helps.
It's interesting. Yeah.
It reminds me of. Bono last week, I was like, oh my god, did he just say that? Did he just do that? It's like, we've got 70,000 Gen X people at, was that Lang Park?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, oh, there's a lot of people here that influence Brisbane. There's a lot of people that have, you know, they're in the core of the middle class, fairly well-off crew.
And it wasn't a state of origin.
$100 a ticket.
Yeah, and Bono is talking about all things from climate to gender politics to cultural,
as he does,
edgy stuff,
as he does,
and and even faith and religion and his spiritual journey, and like you can see people kind of almost kind of switching off, almost kind of going, what is he talking? But then you bring it back, bang! It's like he was playing that edge, you know, like that was a bit like yesterday. I felt like you guys were on the edge a few times, and then you brought it back.
It's true.
I didn't realise I was being that controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there would have been 20 people sitting around us, and you guys don't talk quietly.
No, and a few people did move away from us at a certain point. I thought, we were pretty squashed into the gather there. We're not small people. The seats were uncomfortable.
They sat next to us again later.
On the plane and in the car and at the gabba and in hipster little cafes that we've been frequenting here in Brisbane Central. But it was an interesting moment. So people did move away. I thought it might have been because you champed a little kid, but no, that wasn't it.
Champed a little kid.
There was a thing about the courier mail there at one point. While we read, people reading the paper.
Well, yeah,
the
kid was reading politics. The courier mail, and the woman sitting in front of him turned around and said, "Don't believe anything that you're reading, mate."
There we go. See.
And then I referred to courier mail later, and Mark said, "Don't talk about the courier mail." you not know where you are? And I said, Marcus, you know, we're at the Gabba, we're not in Townsville, it's okay.
I was a bit worried.
We get chased out of there with pitchforks.
I was trying to encourage the kids.
I was wondering how we're looking for banana. Time, we don't want to miss that first ball.
We're about to miss the first ball.
Oh, shit.
We're just talking choppy. All right, time to go.
What are we at?
Star Wars, mate. Star Wars.
Why?
May the 4th. We did a May the 4th round for our winter cricket. It was great.
It's like, at some point we should probably get out.
It's going to be here.
You know, cut some laps of the Gabba, mate.
Yeah, we came here yesterday. You just ran there.
Marcus,
nice to meet you.
I'm from Melbourne.
Yes.
But I'm just from the Barclay Street Cricket Club. We're the Dragons.
Yes, Barclay Street Dragons.
We do a little local cricket podcast for our little park cricket team that are playing down there today.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk to the man, the boss, Darth Vader himself. How did you end up Darth Vader, part of this crew?
There's a fella down here that organised this thing 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was his 40th birthday.
Right.
And it was 80 of us.
So why isn't he Vader?
He was Vader. He was.
Good.
He was Gabba Troopers 1 Vader.
Oh,
this
right.
is Gabba Troopers 2.
Okay, right.
And so every year there's a different Vader.
Wow.
And
okay.
every year he's going to introduce a second character to this group. So that's why Yoda has
Yoda
been introduced today.
Yoda is down
today.
There with the Turn Up Smith Will
And then
shirt.
We're going to cross it up and say... Four up, Smith Will. And we're going to actually Nico pen that this afternoon.
Awesome. So the Gabba Troopers is the second time it's happened then?
Gabba Troopers 2. So we went from 80 to 187.
Wow, crazy.
187 here today.
Crazy. Now, how did this idea start? Did people work together? Did it just go online? Did it go viral? What happened?
No, it was Holshey's idea, the guy that started it.
Wow.
He's a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And he wanted to do something special for his 40th.
Fantastic.
So we came here to the cricket.
Fantastic. Well, that's awesome. He's obviously got a few mates.
He's got a few more now than
what he had.
His goal for 2 years' time when the Ashes are here... is to get over 700 here for the Gabba Troopers. That's
okay,
a goal.
So that's Gabba Troopers 3 we're talking.
Gabba Troopers, well, maybe 4. Because next year might be India or
slowly.
Afghanistan.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
So
yeah.
If 2 years' time, we're hoping to
get the Empire, hard to get the Death Star out for Afghanistan.
That's right. So we'll have
even
a crew
with
next,
a new train station.
We'll have a crew next year, but the goal is big time Ashes.
Okay, so that's pretty good. So we do play winter cricket in Melbourne because there's so many Indians and Pakistanis that they just play all year.
Right.
So we did play on May the 4th this year.
May the 4th.
So we did do a bit
and
of a...
why is that special?
May the 4th. So we did have a special Star Wars round on May the 4th where we played cricket. And we did actually trooper up.
You had a trooper? You troopered?
You're in whites.
Were you Darth?
We troopered up for the game.
Was there a Darth?
Yeah, there was a Darth.
How'd he go? How many runs he made?
I can't remember actually, but it was a fun... It was a fun day, so it's good to get you on the podcast.
Yeah.
This is pretty serious here. There's how many today?
187. 186 stormtroopers. And
your Darth, and there's Yoda.
And Yoda.
Ton up, Smith Will.
Four up,
Smith. Now, you do have a couple of trumpeters here. We're a bit worried early.
Yes.
Because, I don't know, the trumpeters seem to take a little while to warm up there.
That's because there's a secret about the trumpeters.
Oh, really?
They were the trumpeters for the Richies yesterday.
So
they've backed up.
We did see them. Okay.
They've backed up today.
So they were they're a bit like Dave Warner today, struggling to get going early. Obviously a bit tired from yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, because it didn't seem like the Force was quite with them early there.
They were
not yet Jedi.
I can see them now though. They're ready for the last session.
Seem to have warmed up as the session has gone. Very good, very good. Well, thank you, Darth. Now, it's pretty awesome here. You have to, one of the Gabba Trooper traditions is all the stormtroopers worship you as you scull.
Yes.
There was a couple of skulls early.
Yes.
As 186 people.
Yes.
Called Darth Darth. How did you feel? Was the force with you at that moment?
Early on, the force was. What are you doing? Get that away from me.
We thought, mate,
early
we're
in, on it was.
We're
it's
in
not,
black and
it's
in the sun. We were worried.
It's not here now. It's the fuck. Get away. This guy. Mate, couple of minutes into the last session, it's going to be a very special event happen here.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So I should stick around.
Well, maybe. Just watch over. There might be more than just one standing and sculling
okay.
at the same time.
All right, we're going to have a bit of a stormtrooper assault.
Stormtrooper assault.
Okay, a bit of a group scull.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you. I'm talking to Darth Vader here at the Gabba, day three.
Go the Aussies.
Go the Aussies.
Go the Aussies.
Go the Empire.
Go the Empire. Cheers, mate. Nice to meet you too.
May the force be with you.
Good luck with the cricket in Melbourne too.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
I love it.
Selection night last night, which we participated in via messenger and keeping an eye on things, and three teams got picked, which is exciting.
For the Barclay Street Dragons.
Yeah, that's right. So
this is the Park Cricket Odyssey.
That's okay, that's right. The beauty of mobile communication is that you can take the Odyssey with you as you head off on another Odyssey.
Yeah, I was impressed by the way you guys were able to engage in an administration cricket club from distance remotely. Yeah. With ease and no problems. It's like they don't even need you guys around, mate.
Yeah, I think I prefer it actually.
Yeah, that's right. I think maybe we'll go away next week too.
Barker Street Dragons from Footscray, you know, western suburbs of Melbourne.
I have heard of Footscray.
Yeah.
Tell me don't go near it.
It's an interesting little neighbourhood. Plenty going on.
Wait, is that where you live? Are you in Footscray?
Yeah. Footscray boy. I've been playing cricket there for 95
years.
Downtown
Melbourne. I'll tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
It's funny for me, but I went to the Melbourne Boxing Day Test match.
Yes.
It would have been mid 2000s-ish sometime.
Yeah.
I was going out with this chick from Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
She was pretty hot. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking come to Melbourne for Christmas. It's a good idea.
There you go.
I'm not coming down if we're not going to the cricket.
Got the girl going to Boxing Day Test. Sounds like you're going pretty well.
So, I'm like, pair of shorts, f***ing t-shirt. This should go well.
I know how this is going to go. This is going to, yeah.
It f***ing hailed.
I was
standing at the tram station or something. I was f***ing like minus -3 and it f***ing hailed.
I
was like,
when does it
get hot? It's a f***ing cricket.
And I'm like, what are you going to wear
to the cricket? And I'm like, why are you asking me that? I'm going to wear my t-shirt and f***ing shorts and thongs, of course.
Yes.
I was as cold as you'd ever believe.
I've sat through some pretty cold boxing days.
Everything people say, it's f***ing true. I'm like, this is unbelievable. Yeah,
sorry,
like, in the middle of the day when you're in the sun, and it was like 25 or something. It's like, when does it get hot?
We've had three lovely days here at the Gabba, you've got to say. It's been perfect for cricket.
Because I'm a Queenslander, I grew up here, I'm like, cricket means hot. Like, two things are together.
Yeah,
so
mate.
If there's cricket on, it means it's hot.
I apologise on behalf of Melbourne.
It was a great day.
Well,
I got the shivers, but not from like, I was like actually fully shivering.
Done it often, mate. We have official uniform for our winter comp with beanies and hoodies that you can wear on the ground.
I don't know how you live there.
Cricket beanies, mate.
And people ask you, what are you going to wear? I'm like, I see why you're asking me.
This is pretty good merch that you got going here, but we actually have an official line of cricket beanies that we're allowed to play in.
For playing in?
Yeah.
Summer sport.
Yeah,
you got a beanies?
Yeah, but
it was great times. I loved it.
There you go, mate. Well, awesome. You come down. Next time, we'll fix you up with a dragon cricket beanie.
I'm like, people just put the shit in Melbourne. Like, it's not like that, really.
Anyway, good to meet you.
Good stuff, you too, buddy.
Have a good one.
I'll see you down in Melbourne.
Very good.
You're doing some ads.
Some ads.
For
Black Star.
Get your chip spot. Get your Black Star. Get your Black Star.
With Marty.
Marty Black Star.
Bring specialty coffee to your life.
Black Star coffee. Bringing specialty coffee to cricket.
That's right. So, how was the cricket at the Gabba, Marty? See, you tell us some stories. So, tell us about Black Star and why should Black Star be supplying cricket? Supplying cricket is coffee.
How was cricket at the Gabba?
We had some pretty dark roasted commercial down at the at ground level one, and then I ducked across the road for a day made geisha.
We walked past the queue of people rocking up for some overheated, underprepared ground water in a cup. They're looking for one player for the thirds. Okay. Bit hard to do something about now, 10 a.m. LJ's mate, that's not Dave, pulled out this morning. Spewing. Who could we...
Are all 17s accounted for?
They're at high point now. That's all.
That might be tricky.
Well, Danny Nguyen pulled out last night as well. Just signing looking for one. Just trying to come up with some ideas.
Yeah.
From Bruce. I'll leave you to it. Jeff's onto it, but that's fine.
Got my powers in the book. I've got social media from Melbourne going, who are those trumpeters? What's going on? This is going to be good. This has got to get the dragon in there, mate. Got to get the dragon.
So, so you started a bit slow today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, they've been telling me you were working hard yesterday with the Richies.
I was.
Okay. So is it fair to say you felt a bit like David Warner this morning? You came out, but found it hard to get going once again. Yeah, was that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So, I mean, it was a good intro.
Slight destruction with these things.
Okay. So it is hard to blow the trumpet through a stormtrooper mask.
Yeah.
Fair call.
We started taking them off and people started saying we played better. So I'm from Melbourne.
And the call was, what's with the trumpeters? They don't quite seem up to it. And I was going, I know. Social media, mate. I'm going, mate, geez, that's a little bit harsh. Let me go and talk to them.
Yeah.
Because it didn't seem the force was quite with you early on.
But if you've done
the Richies yesterday, mate, you're backing up like David Warner.
That's it, yeah.
He was a bit scratchy there this morning, like yourself. But it was a good entry as 186 cool, right? Stormtroopers walk pretty into cool. the Gabba to get the trumpet going.
Yeah.
And yes, the force is with you now.
You're
feeling it more.
Mate.
You've become...
On fire.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Everyone's lubricated a bit, so the expectation has dropped.
So maybe...
yeah, we're soaring through the roof.
Maybe it's less about the force and more about the 4X.
May the 4X
be with you.
Yeah. The force.
Oh, good. Excellent. Darth Vader's been going hard there on the skulls as the...
He's been great, yeah.
It's been incredible. Yeah. We were a bit worried about how many he had to skull early with 186 stormtroopers worshipping him.
They put a rule on him that he has to skull the first one of a session, and then after that, that's when he can do his power to give it to someone else.
Right, okay. We were worried about his sustainability early on. Again, a bit like he's going hard early there.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I sense there's still good within him.
Yes,
even at this late stage of the day. What do you think? So our cricket club play all year round down there because we've got the Indians and Pakistanis. There's just no such thing as cricket. It's all cricket season. We don't have footy season anymore. So we play winter comp. So we actually played on Saturday, May the 4th this year.
So we had a
Star Wars round.
Yeah.
Where we troop it up. We had the masks and the whole thing. we made it a thing. So.
Hell yeah.
So this is pretty good for us. We're going, this is taking it to a whole other level.
You have to come in the rig next year.
Yeah. Right, they're growing. Well, the sound of it. So how'd you find out about this?
Facebook.
There you go, social media.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's taking off, yeah.
Well, the bloke who started it's got a whole lot more mates than when he started.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's done a good job. Tried, but yeah.
Talking about mostly cricket as a sport that exists, at least at park cricket level, middle-aged men are a little bit lost in the universe in an identity sense. So this is not a bad way to do it.
That's right. Yeah.
Go with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Go with Facebook.
Absolutely.
Maybe you'll be a little less lonely in the universe. Excellent.
Go with masks so no one knows who you are.
Hide yourself. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm giving you guys a shout out from Melbourne.
Thank you.
And I'll tell them, hey, give them a break. They're blowing trumpets through a stormtrooper mask.
That was fun. Yeah,
yeah.
Hey,
right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, geez, come on. That's never happened before. That's all good, mate. Good to see you guys. Go well. So it's your pitch through the split part of the arrangement that's letting you down.
Oh, right.
You're hitting the fists and the octaves nicely and playing the main title theme. That's good. Also, hasn't heard the Cantina Band song yet.
Oh, we played that throughout the day.
Really?
Have you missed it?
Not on the TV, man.
Not on the TV. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's looking at Melbourne then.
Well,
so
we'll do it again before the day's
out. Let's get the TV.
All
right, beautiful. Yeah, inexplicable. He says inexplicable.
Yeah, there you go.
So it has been there.
Yeah, it's been there.
So this is for Ash Wiedner, ex-player of the Barclay Street Dragons Cricket Club.
Yeah, right.
And yes, he was a bit worried about people dressing up at the cricket. He was a bit worried about people's health, you know, in the hot sun.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but he's an opening fast bowler who's into musical theatre. So that
it's
sort of pot, kettle, black, really, you know, in terms of...
It's got everything covered.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, yes. So thank you. Good work. Force with you for the final session.
They need to be here next year. Let them know that.
All right. Shout out to you, Ash Wiedner.
The Force is talking to them.
I've got the Stormtrooper. What's it? Trumpat, is it?
Stormtrooper Trumpat.
And what's your Stormtrooper name?
Tiger.
Yeah. Very good. The Gabba Trooper Trumpeters.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Awesome. All right. I'm going to talk to Yoda, I think. What do you reckon?
Yoda. G'day, mate. My name's Marcus. I'm from Melbourne. After 3 days of the test.
Hey Marcus, how are you?
Just noticing the Gabba Troopers here, adding a bit of colour to the day.
Do you want to be involved? Involved?
We can get some Melbourne types up here, what do you reckon?
We've
got to bring it down to the G, what do you reckon?
We're trying to... No.
Bring the troopers down.
We're expanding. So.
We're trying to get 700 of us.
700?
There's 200 of us
now. That's a lot of people.
Yep. Okay, keep going.
Alright, so I do a little podcast for my little Dragon Cricket podcast, our little Barclay Street Park cricket team.
Yes.
In Footscray, awesome. Inner city Melbourne, which is good.
Awesome.
We played a May the 4th round. We play winter, we play all year in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Because it's just raining the whole time anyway. So there is no summer in Melbourne, so there's no summer cricket.
Yes.
So we played on May the 4th this year, and we called it the Star Wars round, and we actually troop it up for the game.
Because,
you know, you've donned the white, so to speak. All right, the Aussies are heading back out to the Gabba here. Now it's pretty special. There's 186 Gabba troopers here, but you're Yoda. How do you get to be Yoda?
Well, I get to be Yoda because of my looks, I think.
Really?
My rugged good looks. That's the only reason I can.
And push the mask on, then it looks good.
There you go.
I think I look better without the mask. But anyway.
Is there any special role that Yoda has to play today?
Drink lots.
Drinking lots.
And,
we needed an extra element because it was the second time, so we need another character.
Okay.
Stay tuned for next year, though.
Really?
There's going to be Chewbacca's.
Yeah, we're going for the Wookiee.
Someone that's actually charismatic.
So would you say that the 4X is strong with you?
Mate.
You liking that? You liking
that? Okay, we should keep that. The 4X is strong. The 4X is strong.
Yes. I think we get 4X.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, there you go. That's
right.
Yeah.
I am
one with the 4X. The 4X is one with
me. You are.
That good work. Marcus from Melbourne.
Marcus,
I'll send you my marketing invoice.
We'll get that idea.
That's it.
Marcus gave it to us.
There you go, the Gabba Troopers. You heard it first here on the Dragon Cricket Podcast.
Well, Kate is
you're the,
she's
the marketing genius.
She's the TIC.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got it.
Holshi, the main man,
Oh.
He's
you're the layer.
Yes. She's the main woman.
The princess.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, she's 40th. Look, 40th. I actually don't know why you didn't dress up as
that. Next year, maybe.
I mean, I think maybe we need the earmuffs.
If I dress up, I'll have to do all the sculling. Yeah.
Congratulations. Here comes Mitchell Stark.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, he's hit him early. Thank you, Gabba Troopers. Hey, thank you, Yoda. Good, good mate. Good, beautiful. Good to meet you.
Did you say that you wanted to get involved?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love to know more about it.
We'll
let you know. How do we do that? Oh, you're on Facebook, yeah?
Yeah, Gabba Troopers is on Facebook.
Gabba Troopers.
Check it out.
We're expanding next year. 700 next year.
Awesome. So how often you got to go here? Are you on contract? What's the deal?
No, just
as you feel.
A mate tagged me on Facebook and then I was here.
One off.
So how often do you have to play though? Like, do you gotta back it up every couple of overs or what?
When we want to.
Just when you're feeling it.
That's it. Yeah.
When they're standing up.
We choose what we're playing.
Right, there you go.
If we play.
Waltzing Matilda's going pretty well today, you'd have to say.
We're gonna save another one of them for a bit later. Careful not to overdo that one.
Crowder. Such a good one. Proud of getting into it here with the Aussies coming out with what? A lot on the board.
Yeah, that's it.
A good hour at them tonight.
Yeah.
Mitchell Stark going full tilt.
That's right.
Day three here at the Gabba. There might be a bit of Waltzing Matilda to be sung, I reckon.
Oh, for sure.
Three pull out since last night. So someone pulled out of the twos, which meant Akshat went up, and Danny pulled out. So initially, Jeff had 12 for the thirds.
Yeah.
And you get three pulling out, and all of a sudden, you get pull one in, and then all of a sudden, you're one short.
Yeah, right. I was good at 12.
So he's pretty across it.
Worst case scenario is that
the first play was just 10 today. That's the worst outcome. It's not too bad. The thirds just play with 10 players today is the worst outcome at the moment. So that's not too bad. They'll do fine.
Who are they playing?
I don't know. Send Burns down. He won't be needed for a day or so.
you guys go and watch the first match? Is that a thing?
Oh, we've been playing more than they have been. Normally we play at the same time. So we've been having first play for us to say we get a hit. So today's like the first good weather we've had for a while. The last week and today. So yeah. Everyone's playing today for the first time, I think.
33 blokes on the park, yeah.
Yeah, it's the first time we've had everyone playing at the same time.
Stark's just taking a wicket here.
Stark!
The Gabba Troopers are happy.
Stark!
Stalker! He gave us a wave. He gave us a wave.
God bless him.
God bless him.
Marcus.
And how did you become a Gabba Trooper?
No Halsey, no Rhino. Live with Halsey for a bit.
And there you go.
I love Jesus.
Just like Marnus.
Too much.
So what is the vision of Black Star? What are you trying? I mean, you make selling coffee, aren't you?
The vision is, and it's just mostly inwardly facing. Like, we don't go on the street corners, and we're not at the point of sale going. Our vision is, you know, you and your listeners would understand, you know, the importance of having direction and a purpose. It's our vision is to stimulate the transition to sustainability. Simple. So there's a lot of people talking about sustainability, and by that we are talking environment, but we're also talking about financially that it's a viable business, that it's rewarding for staff, so it needs to be sustainable for them. They're getting paid well. It needs to be an environment that is sustainable for them in terms of where they're heading in their life. Hospitality can be just a grind and one-dimensional. You keep doing the same thing. It's like you're just like a cog in the wheel, and you just kind of expect it to just like just show up and just pump coffees, and that's not that sustainable. So we need to look at how do we bring in a balance of job complexes to make that work that they're doing, which they love, but it needs to be a range of things. So looking at those, that sustainability is broader than just environment, although that obviously, as we know, is pretty front and center and primary. So we're looking at packaging, we're looking at our carbon emissions, we're looking at strategies to be cleaner and greener and close the loop. So yeah, but the vision is to stimulate. So a lot of groups are talking about sustainability, and we all should all be using it. It's a bit of a buzzword, it's a bit overused, I think. It's a good word, we couldn't get away from using it, but our role is stimulating the transition. So because coffee's a stimulant, the environment, like we are here, people are meeting and talking, caffeine is good for stimulating conversations. If we can make a lot of money, we can then stimulate the economy, like a conscious economy, more values-based economy, through, you know, funding young people with good ideas that are sustainable. So stimulating is the thing that coffee does, and we can definitely use coffee as a vehicle for change. Yeah, so that's the vision.
I'd really like to hit up some coffees to help our juniors run between the wickets. I reckon they definitely need a bit of stimulation when it comes to backing up.
Apparently elite athletes do hit like doppios before the games, a couple of double espressos, like footy players, yeah. For the GABA, I mean, they're doing pretty well, aren't they? The Lions, they're killing it. This last season, they're on the...
They did last year. I don't think they will this year.
They're on the Spurs.
I'm putting it out there, mate. They're dropping, one of the teams dropping down the ladder this year. Because they're going to have a much harder fixture. That's it, mate. 3 days at the Gabba. We're done.
Three amazing days of cricket. Well, not really amazing, but you had a good time, Chris.
Sure, I have. It's a great venue. Lovely to come. First time I've been at the Gabba, and been great. We've had good seats. Just a third man, pretty close to the action, and yeah, it's been great.
Certainly a lot closer than the G, and a bit of a smaller town feel, a bit like when we go to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Good to be here for 3 days. You get to talk to some locals and...
Yeah, that's right. About 12 or 15,000 here each day, but we saw some pretty good cricket. I mean, yesterday was kind of a bit boring with 300-odd runs put on the board for only 1 wicket, but today, the first day, we had 10 wickets, and today we had 12 wickets, so that's pretty good. You can't beat that, few hundred runs on the board each day, so... It's been good. Been good cricket.
What did you like most about the cricket?
Lava Shane batted extraordinarily well.
He did, didn't he?
He did.
It was pretty special this morning, here day three. I know sometimes I say some off things about him. He's a bit close to home because he's an earnest Christian bloke who's into cricket, so a bit close to home for me.
The next rev, you reckon?
I don't know much about his faith or whether I'd like to play on a cricket team with him. might clash on me. I know, it takes one to know one. But anyway, today, whatever you think about the church he goes to or his faith or him as a person, even in the change rooms, there's a few stories about that. Today, some of the cover drives he hit made me say, geez, Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. They were some beautiful cover drives to watch. And he really came of age. And he really is improving as a cricketer. Whatever you think of him, he's really improving as a cricketer.
Yeah.
Exponentially, really.
Yeah, and working on his game. And, yeah, just able to leave the ball outside off stump really, really well. And this means they had the ball a bit straighter to him. And then he just cranks them. He just hits them so hard.
Really enjoyed Warner and Burns, how hard they went at it. There's been a lot of questions about the opening partnership. And they just went out there and looked like they wanted to own it. The running between the wickets was sensational.
Took
it up to the Pakistanis, and they were out of it within the first 20 minutes, really.
Yeah, and they obviously really enjoyed batting with each other. There was lots of pats on the bum and lots of good talk running between the wickets and
quick singles, run fours.
Yeah,
I think all day.
I think in Warner's 100, I think it was about 60 odd singles he made in his 100, which is pretty extraordinary. His 150, I think he only hit the 10 fours or something like that. So I think it was his 150 had 60 singles. Yeah. So
yeah, look, really different way, really of different going way about it.
Yeah. Quite measured, yeah,
great
and
great energy, and
yeah.
Yeah, really knocked it around beautifully.
It was good seeing a young guy from Pakistan bowl too. Maybe not as young as we thought. But,
is he 16?
16 or is he 18? Is he 21? Who knows? But he's got a bit of better.
Like him. Jeff Law, mate. He's been 59 for the last 5 years.
So it was good to see him. And look, Mitch Stark, when he gets the radar going, he's just such a good bowler.
Really?
He bowled four overs today, and just every delivery was just a potential wicket-taking ball. It was amazing.
Only played one test in the Ashes, but it really looks like he's tightened up that action, and stunning.
Sounds like both he and Cummins have been over working with Dennis Lilly. So that doesn't surprise me. Obviously, he's certainly tightened up. I know you were talking yesterday that Damien Fleming had noticed that he'd really tightened up his action. And he's getting, just the radar was really on point today. So, yeah, it's looked really good cricket. Glad we came up. Brad, it's been awesome hanging out with Marty as well, and an old friend of ours, and I've known for 25 odd years, you've known for even longer than that, so that's been really good too. And he's a coffee guy, and he owns his own roasting business and cafes, and so we've been able to hang out with him doing that too. So that's been a really great part of the trip as well. Last year in Adelaide, I was hanging out with Paul at the Barossa. This year it's been hanging out with Marty at some of the best cafes in Brisbane, so that's been pretty
cool. Something about coming to 3 days of a test match and committing to it with old friends, often who live far away, that just give you the time and space at this time of your life to connect, enjoy some cricket, and yeah, I think that's been great. The cricket's great, but it's what happens in between as well that we've really enjoyed. It's been great seeing the Richies and the Gabba Troopers here today.
They were great.
So yeah, we'll hear a bit more from them.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a good festive vibe.
And the phone's been buzzing away all afternoon with the Barker Street guys, the Dragons, playing back in Melbourne. So it sounds like there's a few selection dramas this morning, but three teams went out in the park, and the first had a good win, and the second's battled hard to just go down, and the third's batted through all their overs, but probably didn't make quite enough runs to make it competitive and lost. So I went for the first and I lost the seconds and the thirds, but great to get that kind of, you don't feel too far away from it, even though we're a couple thousand k's away in Brisbane.
It's amazing what you can do on Facebook and the Messenger and just the updates and, yeah, selections from Thursday night right through to Saturday at the end of the game. So it's been a park and test cricket odyssey once again. This is Grizzly and Rev signing off from the Gabba.
See you next time. Mm-hmm.